Christians think war is imminent in the Holy Land. 8 house churches shut down in Indonesia. And a short-term team sees action in Uganda. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of Palestinians streamed to the polls yesterday that put the secular Fatah party against the Islamic Hamas. E3 partners Tom Doyle has work in the region. He's been concerned about Hamas winning the election because...
I would predict a war with Israel just because their charter is to destroy the nation of Israel. With the groups coming in, Al-Qaeda, all of them are kind of organizing right now in the Gaza Strip. Boy, I just... couldn't imagine that there'd be anything else.
While many nominal Christians have left the area, Doyle says many believers are still living in these regions for one very good reason.
They don't want to see this just go into a sea of terrorism. They want to see people saved. They want to see the churches built. And some of these new believers in these Palestinian churches are former terrorists.
$30 a month is all that's needed to support these pastors. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help. Meanwhile, Compass Direct reports that the government of West Java, Indonesia, has shut down 8 house churches. Issued by the Office of National Unity and Public Protection, the letters ordered churches to stop using private homes as worship venues in Bangdung. Several churches met Sunday anyway, saying they had nowhere else to go. Until a permanent solution can be found, the Christians will meet in smaller groups for prayer. Pray for a resolution to the situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. There are an estimated 2 million homeless people in the United States. This week, more than 8,000 homeless people in 17 cities are getting homeless care kits from Here's Life Inner City, which includes hats, gloves, God's Word, and more. Here's Life's Ted Gandy says, with the help of churches, the kits are an effective evangelistic tool.
There are a number of churches and ministries that really try to reach out to the homeless, and when they do, they get to know those individuals. And so there's a real sense of caring and that we love you and so on that's going out. And that's why these homeless care kits are so important. They're a tangible expression of things we say verbally.
Pray that these kits will connect with homeless people, motivating them to ask spiritual questions. Gandy needs your financial help, too.
We make a commitment of the 8,000 and then by faith begin to find individuals that would sponsor those kits. And the cost of those kits is $27.
Next, in South Asia, there are areas that don't have the gospel in their heart language. The seed company's Roger Garland says their team has been working at a steady pace to remedy that lack. The support for the translators comes from the local churches. He adds that the seed company's role is streamlining the completion of the translation.
We just were at a conference where 5 translations of the New Testament were dedicated. Some are very large languages of 1 million or 2, some are smaller, but they're all languages where translators are working, and the seed company is providing some supporting help.
But Garland says there are challenges that slow down the work. These challenges can be remedied by prayer.
In a couple of places just recently, people have had to shift out of their village because there was resistance to what was going on there with translation and Christian activities.
And AMG International's team just returned from a support trip to Uganda. Half the group worked at the Hope Medical Center in Bugangi. The goal was to help people who came for medical care find that the hope for their healing is only in Jesus Christ. The rest of the team spent their time in Kampala working at a youth camp. Camp Elhar, or Mount of God, is a live-in orphanage on the outskirts of Kampala. It's a refuge of peace and hope for these kids, all of whom have been affected by HIV/AIDS. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries' Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health and worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.